Hi, everyone. This is Jeffrey Smith, and welcome to Live Healthy, Be Well. In this podcast, I am being interviewed by Kash Khan for his Facebook page, and he was generous to share it with us. If you're interested in joining A Magnificent New Normal, then you can go to amagnificentnewnormal.com and register. I strongly encourage you to do so. What did I do on my summer vacation? Spoke with some of the most powerful thought leaders and world changers anywhere about their recommendations for how we can step into the highest version of ourselves, their vision of what a post-pandemic civilization is and can be, and beautiful new choices and perspectives that we can incorporate into our new self as we emerge from this pandemic. Again, go to amagnificentnewnormal.com to register for free, and I've got some gifts there when you do. I have a 12-page summary of Seeds of Deception. I have a little ebook based on others' interviews of me, and we have a lot more in this 40 days of life-transforming interviews, one each day, a community forum, lots more. I'll see you there.
Hello, welcome, Jeffrey Smith, back to the Educate Inspire Change podcast. It's a pleasure to have you back on.
I'm so glad to be here. We're launching something today.
Yep.
Today, and you're the first person and people I'm talking about it with, so it's very exciting.
I'm super excited to hear more about it. We spoke briefly before about this new project that you have, A Magnificent New Normal. Please just dive straight into it. Let us know exactly the purpose of this project. And personally, I'm really inspired and really intrigued to hear more about it. So yeah, take it away and let us know exactly what we're getting into here.
Okay, I'm hoping to flip people's thinking 180 degrees. If people have been thinking fear and problems and suffering and I just want to get my old life back, what we have now is an unprecedented opportunity individually and as society. I got a strong intuition about that. I saw some signs in the environment and I felt like we're in a phase transition. Mm-hmm. Individually and collectively, we can leap forward. So I pulled together 40 outstanding thought leaders and world changers for a 40-day and 40-night transformational process called The Magnificent New Normal, which begins today. So I think you have a link in the description how to get there. And I guess I'm the first person who's been through it because I interviewed all the 40 people. And what happened was it has completely crystallized into a new awareness for me. And I want to share that with you and what you have to look forward to and what these people are saying. I'm going to start with Bruce Lipton. Mm-hmm. Okay, Bruce Lipton, Science, The New Science of Consciousness, this is the biology of belief. He talks about the caterpillar. And we'll show a clip of him in a little while. He talks about the caterpillar to the butterfly, that transformation. And that before it goes into the cocoon, it is voracious. It eats more than 100 times its weight. And then it goes silent. Now, he said that we are now in the time of the cocoon. Now, what happens in the cocoon? Obviously, it comes out on the other side as a butterfly. But as Lynn Twist talks about from Pachamama Alliance, Lynn Twist talks about the imaginal cells. The cells that find each other in the cocoon to orchestrate the metamorphosis into the butterfly. Mm-hmm. And that we emerge totally different. The butterfly looks nothing like the caterpillar. Now, she and others are also representing indigenous wisdom or are, in fact, indigenous leaders in the 40-day program. And what's amazing is that this whole pandemic shutdown is part of more than one prophecy. And the indigenous elders talk about the prophecies and also give a completely new lens to interpret this. Before I go in the prophecies, I want to just share probably the thing that most of us can relate to. And that is Lynn says, Lynn Twist, that she sees this like morning sickness. Mm-hmm. If you don't know you're pregnant, morning sickness feels like you're sick and you're disoriented and you may die and all this. But when you realize that it's birth Everything changes in that context.
Hmm.
Now, put yourself in my position, having done 40 interviews. Every interview starts with the same question. What is your vision for a post-pandemic civilization? So we have Bruce Lipton and Sue Mortar and Deborah Poneman and Nina Simons and Alison Armstrong and Zach Bush and Terry Patton and Matthew Fox and Evan Alexander and Mark and Claire Dubois and Eric Edmeads and Michelle James and Sarah McCrum and Austin David Perlmutter, Tom O'Brien, all these people, same thing, describing their vision of a post-pandemic civilization. Now, what happened for me is this intuition and knowing about this time became strengthened, validated, and firm. But it also turned into kind of this diamond of, I saw all these facets. I saw Sarah McCrum, who basically automatic writing, wrote an entire book as if from money to the human race. Holly Woods, an expert on finding your purpose. Tom O'Brien on shifting from the sympathetic to the parasympathetic. Jim Mitchell on listening big and deep connection. BJ Fogg on the mechanics of transformation from new behaviors into habits. Eben Alexander and Sue Mortar, both with amazing experiences. Eben has a near-death experience that made the cover of Newsweek as proof of heaven. And Sue Mortar, who went out of her body and had 360-degree vision. So many different people gave a different and overlapping and complementary angle as to what is emerging right now. It became synthesized in my awareness, and I saw and I see this time with new eyes. And I'll share some of that maybe after we play the video to give you an idea of what some of the people are saying.
Mm-hmm.
But it's given me a level of confidence, and I'm seeing this time differently. Now, I'm excited about, I'm anticipating, and I'm confident that this is a metamorphosis, that this is a transformation, and we help people do that. So, you know, so many online courses are like, okay, let's throw 5 interviews a day for 7 days. People get overwhelmed. They have a called FOMO, fear of missing out. They then purchase the series. Maybe they never watch it. That's a model we've all seen over and over again. I've been in dozens. I'm the leading spokesperson on the health dangers of genetically modified foods and Roundup. So I'm in all these health groups and I'm on stage and all these things. So I'm aware of the standard model. I'm also aware of the conference model. I've been in conferences over and over again, and you have to reserve an entire day.
Mm-hmm.
But what's going to make the transformation effective for you so that you come out the other side? How much time do we need? How much information per day? What if you're busy? What if that particular speaker is not for you and it's not really resonating? So I was putting together, and I had a lot of help with this, what is a transformation model? What is a cocoon model? So first of all, we chose 40 days and 40 nights. Why not? It's in the Bible. It's like, let's take a full course of transformation. But we can't dedicate our lives 24/7 to a process. So it's like a titration, a drip, drip, drip. One life-transforming, inspiring interview from a thought leader or world changer every day. And you don't have to rush and watch it before it leaves, because that's the standard summit model. It's available for a week.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have time in a particular day, I strongly encourage you to at least listen to the answer to the first question, which is always the same, as we mentioned. What is your vision for a post-pandemic civilization? You can link right to that from the email. Or the second question,
sure.
Always the same. Suggestions for how the participants can step into their full power, into the highest version of themselves. So you can get a daily dose of inspiration, and then listen to the full interview if you'd like, and then follow up with the resources made available. There's a community forum where there's a challenge every day to participate from the speakers, and there's also experiential exercises. You see, if you're just listening and you're not working with the information, That's not brain-compatible learning. So we recommend that everyone creates a journal, and you can get a hard copy journal with the cover that we have for everyone, or you can do it online. But you see, everyone's transformation is going to be different. So how do we organize? How do we organize a 40-day transformation when so many people have different requirements? So we explain, as I'm sure everyone in your audience is aware, certain things are going to reverberate. Certain things, when we hear, are going to open our eyes, to give us energy. Certain things are going to be like, just pass through. Certain things are going to make us fatigued. If we look at and listen to how we are responding, we're going to end up with information in about three different categories. And we recommend that you work with this information in your journal. First category is just basic knowledge, the wisdom gems. Draw a line down the middle. The second one is action steps, things that you want to do and implement in your life. And those action steps, it's going to become too long. So you're going to have to consolidate into the back of the book, My Magnificent To-Do List. But then there's a third, perhaps the most precious, which I call My Magnificence. When you hear Hollywood's talking about purpose, when you hear Mark Dubois talking about a simple technique to write down the things that you long for and the things that are longed for by the world at this time, and spend some time with that each day looking. When you hear people talk about what gives us passion, then you start to inventory what is it about you that you want to recognize. Your superpower, your connection to source. That's your magnificence. And that is the touchstone for this whole thing.
Yeah.
That's why there's no one-size-fits-all.
Yeah.
And then we have ways for people who want to invest in the empowerment package. We have even more. We have 15 live interactive sessions with our experts. We form you into small groups with a protocol to build community within the small groups and to help integrate, deepen, and practice your magnificent new normal. Because this is, I mean, we're really serious about transformation here, because this whole thing is driven by the promise that we're in a phase, and I'll talk about phase transitions a little later in terms of what they are in chemistry and physics and consciousness, and what the new consciousness, the new science of consciousness says in terms of non-local, non-linear. But we are in a situation right now where if we use this, if we listen to the prophecies which we'll share, if we understand that this is the time we've been praying in spite of all its problems, then this is the time to get serious about being the imaginal cell to move the cocoon into a butterfly. This is the time to invest in ourselves and to use this time, because if we simply get our own lives back, Cash, it'll be the greatest loss in human civilization, I think. This is the time.
Oh, beautiful. And I think this course embodies the words, be the change you wish to see in the world, better than any course I've ever came across in recent years. So that's why I feel so passionate about this. And should we maybe perhaps play the trailer for everyone to watch about now, Jeffrey? Do you think it's a good time?
I think so too, but there's one thing I want to add, just because there's a number of prophecies here.
Yes.
That are brought out. And one of the prophecies that Lynn Twist refers to comes from the Ecuadorian indigenous elders, who talk about that we're careening into fast into dissolution, into problems, into existential issues, and that we did not have the ability to stop on our own. We needed to stop. And so a gift from the earth, an answer to our soul's prayer, was to force a stop for us to transform. And there's another prophecy which we'll pick up on the other side of it, the condor and the eagle and the times of disruption that we may be in right now. Sure we are. I'm in California breathing the smoke and blossoming in place. So why don't we share them, and I'll give some more information about the prophecies about this time and when we're done.
Beautiful. Here we go, guys.
We are in a caterpillar phase of human civilization. We're destructing everything around us. You know, our appetite is so big. We're eating up everything on the planet, including the resources, all of this, because of our voracious appetite. Well, we've hit a wall, and that's where we are right now. And so civilization is now in the process of going into a cocoon, and that's where we are. And that's where, if you understand where we are now, it makes sense. And I said, what's happening in that cocoon? And I go, two important things. One, the caterpillar, which is comprised of millions of cells, and cells are like little people. If you were a cell in a caterpillar during the voracious period, you were moving around, you were eating, you were digesting, you were building, you were working. And then you go into the cocoon. Guess what? No work, no movement, no eating. And I go, if you were in that civilization, it'd be just like where we are right now, looking around going, what the heck? The whole thing's falling apart right here. I go, yeah, it's falling apart. And then I said, and while it's falling apart, a new civilization or a new organism of civilization is arising. Going from the destructive caterpillar phase, human civilization is embarking on a new path equivalent to the butterfly, where we can live here with a very small footprint and enjoy our life on this planet.
What everybody's doing who's listening to this, I hope it's a million people in some fashion, are drawn to this because it's yours to do. I want to say directly, if you're drawn to this kind of a webinar, this kind of a speaker series, this kind, and if you're listening and you're actually hearing this, not just me, but Bruce Lipton and all the amazing people that you talked about, Jewel, and you are an imaginal cell. And you have a job to do. And your job is to generate possibility. Your job is to stay the course. Your job is to transform, metamorphize the collapsing of everything into the birth of everything. Your job is to turn this breakdown, the breakdown in every sector of society, into a breakthrough. And find your role isn't not a small role or a big role. It's just your role. It's your dharma.
Why bother listening to the summit? Well, first of all, if you're going to listen to some interviews, given who he's got, these are going to be really, really good. Everybody that he's got speaking are people that you want to be in a deeper relationship with. Why? Because the tuning fork of what they are, what they've lived, what their brilliance is, who they are, that tuning fork, if you give it your full presence and listen to them, it's going to start ringing something in you. It's going to start eliciting something in you. So in terms of catalyzing your own deepening and your own emergence, this is going to be one of those series where it actually, you know, that titration process, that 40 days and 40 nights, if you did listen to the majority of these, you're not going to be the same at the end as you were at the beginning. You're going to find yourself coming out in a completely different shape. This is a marvelous opportunity to sit and allow other people's resonances to start ringing the parts of you that are waiting to come topside.
That's extraordinary. What a vision. I love this. I think it's exactly what's needed for the world right now is bite-sized hope, really. we need a daily infusion, and I would include myself in that. I need a daily infusion of hope that says there are people aligned with a new normal. There's people that are envisioning what that new normal will look like, and there's a concerted and intentional purpose behind 7.5 billion souls showing up right now to do their best work to create this new world that we can live within so soon. The solutions are at hand. The reality is at hand. And it's just a matter of decision. It's a matter of change of the mindset. And so what you're describing is this daily infusion of the next step or the next infusion of energy to bring you up to that next vibration of hope and expectation for that new reality to emerge. And so I think your timing is perfect.
Having the instinct and the courage, the knowing and the manifesting, pulling together an invitation to take humanity's greatest pause and let us all think about what does a flourishing world look like and how do we unfold our wings to co-create it and make that be a part of the conversation, not more of the old normal. We get to co-create such a verdant, flourishing, new, reconnecting to this sacred.
This goes beyond hope for me, Jeffrey. This the magnificent new normal is actually a path to a magnificent new normal. And we want that. We want the norm to be at that. I love your graph. I love that analogy that the more we put in a little bit of time every day to the event when it begins, the more catalyst it is to bring that new norm up a little higher, a little richer, a little more full of life and vitality. I think this is just a fabulous, fabulous paradigm that you're setting. And it's not been done before. No one's done this. This is something that Jeffrey came up with. And it wouldn't happen. It wouldn't have happened if you hadn't done everything that you've done up until this point.
On a situation where you're offering the world what is needed now at this very important time of transition, you've been a wonderful voice of reason in a world that's been kind of crazy. And I'm here because I want to be with you as we move from this thing into the future that we can thrive into. That's what I'm looking for.
There are dreams in you that need to be birthed. There's a version of you that is the magnificent new normal, the one that actually is committed to living the most meaningful life that there's ever been. So I would just say, give yourself to this series. I think this is going to be outstanding.
And we're back. Wow, Jeffrey, that's amazing. Like, I'm simply blown away by the amount of support and the number of amazing, profound speakers that you have on board. I mean, how did you get so many people on board in such a short space of time? I'm really blown away.
Well, there's two things. First of all, I know a lot of these folks. I've been doing activism for a quarter of a century. And I have, you know, movies and books, and I've spoken in 45 countries, so I have my own friends. Mm-hmm. But also, people really resonated. You know, interestingly, the way I described the whole thing at the beginning to everyone, I didn't even mention yet. Tom O'Brien talked about it during the thing about using his hands, and I'll share that. But when I gave people that vision, which I'm about to share, that little analogy, people got it. They said, "You're right." So 40 years ago, I saw a chemist and a spiritual teacher. They walked into a bar. No, the chemist and a spiritual teacher were talking, and the chemist explained that during a titration curve in chemistry, you're dropping in a solution, and in the beginning, nothing happens. It's just nothing. It's changing inside, but you don't see a change in the pH. Nothing happens. And all of a sudden, it starts to change. Then it starts to move up, and then it levels off a new normal. And he said the quality of the drops make no difference in the first stage and the last stage. But the quality of drops are all important in the middle while the phase transition is occurring. And the way I interpret this in terms of human systems is very simply, as an activist, I'm trying to change the behavior of society. And we've actually been effective in changing behavior of at least a couple hundred million people ultimately. And so I have some experience thinking about global changes and global shifts. And so in an individual or a collective process, you spend a lot of time trying to get a change, trying to get someone to commit to make a change. And all your effort is to overcome their resistance, give them the vision, give them the motivation, and then they say, okay, I'm going to change. The quality of information at that point changes. Mm-hmm. Now the receptor cells are open to how. And if you give them good information at that point, then they adopt in a very good way. If you give them bad information at that point, or no information, then they're using this precious time of transformation and coming short. So when I started asking people, what's it like in the pandemic for you? What's happening? Every single person I talked to, this was early on. You know, I realized that when I get my life back, it's got to be different. They were redefining, reprioritizing, realizing what is important to them, what is not important to them, how to change the stress of their lives, etc. And I realized the pandemic has done the heavy lifting. Everyone is now doing the changes, thinking about the changes, reorganizing. And that I also became aware from years ago that consciousness is not linear and local. It is nonlinear, non-local. We act as a system. I've been involved with meditation, transcendental meditation, for 45 years. I've seen collective consciousness shifts. I understand how a small percentage of people can move a large society. And I realized if every individual now, or a lot of individuals, are having this lively, I need to make a change, then it is very, very likely, and in my sense, I was confident, that that was lively in collective consciousness. And we're going to explain how Black Lives Matter and the protest movement came out of this shift in just a minute, because the shift is very interesting, and it came from, my understanding of it became more clear with some of these interviews. So I was presenting that what we need is high quality input. How do we change? Now that everyone said, okay, I want to come out the other side, how do we do it? So the drops are the wisdom of the new choices, the new perspectives of each different guest. And that we're learning not only the new choices, but how to integrate them. So as I mentioned, BJ Fogg, who's an expert at behavior change, he explains how to take new behaviors and turn them into habits. Austin and David Perlmutter talk about shifting the brain physiology from the amygdala to the prefrontal cortex and how to do that. Because if you're in the amygdala, you can't adopt new choices. You can't make a choice. You can't integrate new behaviors. So what keeps us in the amygdala? The fear. The headlines on the news all the time. So this is an antidote to the kind of stress and fear that people are experiencing now. And so there's the new drops, there's the how-to. Then such an important piece of transformation for so many people is to move forward as a community. Yeah. Either small group, large group, but moving not alone as an isolated person. Now, what happens with each of the speakers is they talk about a shift from the classical physics to the quantum, from the isolated billiard ball model of the world to a field model. And Bruce Lipton talks about how you can take some cells from a human being, put it in a petri dish, send it out 100 miles away, videotape simultaneously both of them, the human and their cells. And when the human reaches a high level of emotional excitement, the cells react instantaneously, showing that we're part of a system, that a mother and a child can have the same thing with shared cells from the time of in pregnancy, and that there's also a shared collective system. But there's also a collective system in consciousness, and that if we switch from the narrow, reductionist, isolated thinking into a holistic, field-based model, then the problems that we're facing often go away. As an activist, I can tell you that the foundation, the girding of the problem for GMOs is this reductionist, narrow thinking in so many levels, on the level of biology, on the level of politics, on the level of activism, all of it. The basic problem of so many careening issues in life that are hitting the wall right now is this sense of separation. Now I can bring in that prophecy, the eagle and the condor. Lynn Twist talked about that there's these 500-year cycles, according to these indigenous leaders, and one of the 500-year cycles started in 1492, so it ended around 1992, and that was a dark and dominance period, and it's moving to light and balance. But there's a very specific nuance here, that the eagle and the condor, the eagle are the people that use their mind, the condor are the people that that live in their heart and touch indigenous wisdom. That at the end of the previous 500-year cycle, around now, the people who've developed their mind will have the epitome of developing their mind and can even extend the use of their mind through equipment, through things, which computers and whatnot. And they become depleted in the heart. And the depletion of the heart threatens their survival. And then there's the condor people, deeply connected to the heart, to the intelligence of nature, but not so functional in the world like the ego people. And that threatens their survival. And that during this time, the two come together so that the mind and heart become connected. And that the reductionist thinking of the mind connects to nature, connects to humanity. We're going to get to Black Lives Matter in just a minute. It's all so connected. I mean, I could just see this beautiful diamond that's as a result of my going through all these interviews. And that for the eagle and condor prophecy, there's a period of some decades at the beginning now where there's a disruption. As a gift from Mother Earth, the disruptions are to establish a right relationship with her. In other words, humble the eagle people to realize, no, you're not actually in charge. There's something more powerful and you need to get reset. So they talk about the virus is coming from Mother Earth as a gift from Mother Earth, and that this time is tough. I am not going to discount people's stress and problems and suffering and death and disease at this time. I can't go outside of my house, take a deep breath safely. But it's the growing pains, it's the morning sickness. And as Lynn Twist said, we need to midwife the death of the old systems which aren't working. Hospice the death of the old systems and midwife the birth of the new. Now, so many of the people, when we talk to them, what is your, like we have Alison Armstrong, a relationship expert. We have various people that talked about connecting. Jim Mitchell, who is the most incredible leadership consultant, vulnerable-based leadership, how to connect. When you think about it, is that simply a psychological issue, to connect with people? If you think about what is our role if we're shifting into a field relationship, well, it's all about connection. That is the antidote on the individual level from the reductionist separate view to the connection view. And we have how to connect with ourselves, meditation, how to connect with nature, people talking about that, the nature baths, the whole way of connecting with nature, how to connect with our loved ones, how to connect with our wife or husband or spouse or somehow our partners. If this turns out to be very powerful action that we do individually to break the boundaries between us and others. I have Gabriel Cram in here that he has an entire system called restorative practices about restoring connection with ourselves, with each other, and with nature. And he's spoken to 5,000 people and said, what do you do to reconnect? And he's cataloged them all and found out the different physiological states that require different ways of connecting. So if you're in flight, it's one. If you're in fright, if you're in anger and fight, it's another. If you're in freeze, it's another. If you're in trying to defend yourself or appease, it's another. And so ways of connecting individually turn out to be the ways that as if we're like the brain cells reaching out to create new connections. So if we are feeling more connected, here's where we're going to get into the Black Lives Matter and the protest. If we're starting to shift and feel more connected by virtue of our blossoming in place, by virtue of our forced isolation, by virtue of our forced timeout, our forced global pause, our global meditation, perhaps, if we start to feel more connected with others, then it sheds a light, it shines a light on where we have been unconnected. Mm. And where have we been most unconnected as a species? Well, one of the areas is in our race relationships. The horrible ways that some people don't feel safe at all in their lives, and the way that the structures have created that system. So we are exposing, as we extend the connection apparatus, as we start to feel the field of humanity, the shadows that are in that field, the hard edges which have been the results of structures that were created long before this time that have hung on, they show up. Hollywood talks about a stage model developed by Terry O'Fallon where people and society go through these different explicit stages. And she names them, and they're very numbered, and they have very specific examples. And she said she saw the entire collective consciousness go through a stage in about 4 or 5 months, and that the protest about racism is the perfect expression of the new stage as we become aware of our connectedness. So if that's the case, what's next? The next level of connectedness to all of humanity, and then beyond humanity to nature. Now, where is the side effect of not being connected to nature? Look around. You know, the climate, the GMOs, the degradation, all these things. It is a side effect. It is a symptom of our lack of connection of nature. But the indigenous people talk about something far more profound than simply stopping the ecocide. They talk about a reverence, a gratitude, a support from nature, that there is a reciprocity. It's not simply seeing nature and go, oh, okay, we're connected. There's actually a lively intelligence of nature that we can harness and embody and embrace that supports us, that demonstrates to us how harmony can occur and gives us the foundation of what could be our post-pandemic civilization. I'll stop. I've been talking a long time. I have more to say, but please, you can comment, ask questions, take it from here, and I'll come back in.
Sure, no. I mean, you can talk for hours, and I'd be happy to listen to you. And it's just so much wisdom and experience and knowledge that you've got, and even this live alone has such a great value. And we're getting many comments coming in, just so you know. Uta Schmelter says, this really resonates with me, as I have been training and experiencing heart-brain coherence myself, and still do. So this course, Uta, feels like it's handmade for somebody like yourself, who is really in touch with their heart and their brain. And please visit educateinspirechange.org/magnificent, and you can check out the course for yourself. And maybe you can talk a bit about the course, Jeffrey, in terms of how it's structured and the cost behind the course. And because when I heard the price of the course, it really blew me away. I was expecting you to say hundreds, if not thousands of dollars, you know, for all these speakers, 40 days, 40 nights of knowledge and inspiration and change. Can you let people like Uta know how the course is structured?
Sure. If you go to your website and sign up, first of all, you can take the course for free. Okay?
Fantastic.
There's no charge to take the 40 days. And every day you get an email that introduces the next speaker and gives you five options to go directly to one answer. We talked about that post-pandemic vision of post-pandemic civilization, how to step into your full power, resources from the speaker, experiential exercise recommended or led by the speaker, and an assignment for the group forum, where you can then get there and interact with others and move forward as a community. Now, if you want to purchase, and that each event, each speaker is available for 7 days. But I strongly recommend that you invest in a deeper transformation experience. And that's what I call the empowerment package, where it starts at $59 for the digital, and then you can get the stuff delivered to you like a thumb drive for $99 or whatever, $97, I don't actually remember. And that is where you unlock, well, obviously there's lots of bonuses. The speakers just pile on bonuses because they want to give you what they have for this time. So you have an entire library, and you get permanent access to all of these interviews. You can share them with others. You can go at your own pace. You can review things even after the 7 days. But it unlocks a series of live interactive events. So this Saturday and every Saturday during the course, Joan Blades, who's one of the interviewees, you may know her as the founder of Move On and Moms Rising, but she also founded Living Room Conversations. She's obviously a progressive, and she was finding it difficult to connect and have conversations with people who are conservative. And so she created a way of having a bridge across the divide. But it turns out that this curated conversation is also an excellent way to build community and to deepen and integrate knowledge. And so we've selected for each of the Saturdays themes from the previous week's speakers. And you'll get together as a Zoom call. She and I will introduce it the first time, and she may pick it up after that. And then people get divided into rooms of five with a curated conversation to work with the knowledge, to go deep. That takes an hour, and then you come back, and then there's a sharing, Q&A, and finalize. Now, on Sundays, there's also speakers doing live interactive events. So Sarah McCrum, who you'll see as the second speaker, she's the one that did this automatic writing of an entire book called Love Money, Money Loves You, talking about turning our relationship with money around 180 degrees. So she's going to be there the first Sunday giving more information and answering questions. And Rick Smith's going to lead an authentic relating exercise. And Alberto Villoldo, a shaman who spent years learning wisdom from the shamans all over Latin America, is going to bring some of his experience in his time with you. And Austin Perlmutter is going to talk about shifting the brain physiology so you can take more advantage of this time. Mm-hmm. And Holly Woods is going to take us on a journey about finding your purpose. And Deborah Poneman, who started, one of the founders of the Science and Art of Success, is going to have a deeper dive with everyone. So people can interact, ask questions, see masterclasses in front of them, have local conversations. And that's like $59 for about 15 of them. So it's not about the money. And then we're also asking everyone, if you join the course and you pay the $59, you also get access to a forum where you can find other members for a small group. Mm. And that's where I feel a lot of the work gets done.
Yeah.
Where you meet as a small group on a regular basis. I've designed protocols based, I've been meeting in groups, different types of groups for 30 years, and I consulted various protocols and put something together where it's designed for a number of things. One, most definitely to connect with others. Deep connection. We talked about the importance of connection a few minutes ago, mm-hmm. So let's not make this an intellectual exercise. So I've been curating a regular meeting here in Northern California with a group of people. I love to dance. We started meeting for lunch after dancing, and I started to curate a conversation in a specific way, and we just fell into a level of coherence and connection that was stunning. So I share that protocol, the connection, and also how to integrate and deepen the understanding of the gems of the course. Mm-hmm. And since everyone's on a different journey for the 40 days, the protocol means, what do you want to talk about during your time of check-in? How do you want to structure that check-in around the thing that you're working with in your journal or working with in a recent interview that you really want to deepen with? So you become a sovereign leader during that part of your check-in and can really use the time and the attention and support of everyone. And then there's an opportunity to be more accountable and more specific with your transformations. You get to tune in and say, okay, this week, this is what I want to work on. This is what I'm going to deliver. Next week, you get to say, this is what happened. This is what I did, and this was the result. Did I do what I said I was going to do, or didn't I? And you get to overcome the shame and guilt of, oh, no, what if I don't do it? Because you have a supportive group, and their response is, okay, how can I help? What do you need from us? And you realize, oh, I don't have to do this with the old model of the shaming and the guilt. I can do this with the support and love of my community. And in that small group, you get to show up and practice what it's like to be in your magnificence. So show up in your magnificent new normal and adjust and tweak and learn and show up the next week in a more magnificent new normal. And then the group can go through the living room conversations together if you want, or just keep your private groups going separately. You see, as you can tell, I'm passionate about this.
Yeah.
The whole thing is designed so that if you're really committed, you can dive in completely. And if you want to just put a toe in the water, you can just listen each day to the answer to the first question. You don't have to pay anything. What's your vision of a post-pandemic civilization? Or just the second question, some empowerment, inspiration to step on the highest vision of yourself. And hopefully that'll draw you in to want to listen to the whole interview and change your life. And as you heard in that trailer, Claire Dubois, who is speaking, is so powerful. You don't want to miss Claire. Make it a red letter time. She talks about a reverberation with the speakers, where it's like everyone's a tuning fork. And I talk about I have a section where someone interviews me and I interview her together. So it's my chance to speak. That comes a little later in the 40 days. And I talk about stepping into your superhero self. Now, as you know, Kash, I have been on the world stage for a while. I have taken responsibility to help protect the integrity of the DNA of nature. And this, by the way, this magnificent new normal is the antidote to that. We talked about that, but I can make it more explicit. That there's and I've asked audiences a lot, how many people feel like there's something tugging inside you, or you want to express a higher level of gift for yourself in the world? And most hands go up. And then I talk to people about, well, what's holding you back? It's like there's a ceiling right above their head of their voices on the bus, their fears, they're not good enough voices, they're what if people reject me voices, they're what if. And I describe how you go through the ceiling, above the roof, and stand in the version of you that is calling you. If you find the gravity of that pulling you, the magnetism of that version of you that is calling you, and by the way, all of these 40 interviews are pushing in that direction. If you can stand there, you're above the voices. You're actually in a fearless place. Voices can show up and whatnot, but there's an energy there that is ready to serve. And when you serve from that capacity, it's as if there's new resources, new magic that becomes available. And that is a blessing for the whole world, for people to step up into their magnificent new normal. So this 40-day course is in part from my experience and the experience of others, but my experience is that there is a part of us that is magnificent and waiting to be expressed and is glorious. And from that place, we can connect with the world in service and gratitude. And that's what we're waiting for in 40 days. And that if we do it enough as a group, if we have enough of us, so please share this interview, share this Facebook Live with everyone you know. Post it a lot on your Facebook. Listen and post a lot. And when you watch the interviews, share the interviews with everyone you know. Describe what your experience is. Bring more people in, because this is not an isolated event. We're in a collective soup of consciousness, a field of consciousness. This is an opportunity for us to collectively rise as the superheroes of our lives, find each other as the imaginal cells in the cocoon need to do in order to orchestrate the metamorphosis, and that our transformation of society comes simply by following the service call, the alarm that's already ringing and getting louder and louder as you listen to the 40 days, is to follow that in service. That's all. Mm-hmm. And to reach out and bring others in.
Beautiful. It resonates so deeply with me, because as little as 2 years ago, I had never appeared on a video or been on the other side of the camera. But when I made that journey from living in my head to living in my heart, I was immediately filled with the confidence and the passion needed and the self-confidence to do these podcasts, to do Facebook Lives, to create documentaries, to create film, and really live my purpose. So everything that you're saying resonates really deeply with me. And I urge everyone listening that this course is 100%. The timing is impeccable. And everyone out there who's maybe feeling a bit lost, who needs to find their purpose, who wants to live with true meaning, this course is made for you. And I can't stress enough how much I'm passionate and behind this course. And Jeffrey, this is probably the least I've ever spoken in a Facebook Live. And that's an honor to you and your passion and your wisdom. And I can just listen to you for hours and hours. And I hope that we've had a couple of conversations now, but I'm very confident that they won't be the last. I'm really excited to maintain this friendship, maintain this relationship, build with you, grow with you, and really do what I can to promote your work and promote this course in particular. And again, I'll make sure we respond to all the comments individually, and we'll send the course to everyone. Just so everyone knows, just to remind you, the course can be found at educateinspirechange.org /magnificent. So please leave your details there. You can watch it for free, but as Jeffrey mentioned, you can also pay to have a higher version of the course, where you can interact and be parts of groups and really get the support that you need, because so many courses these days provide information, but they maybe don't provide you with the tools to use that information and make the change in your life. But it sounds to me like this course covers all bases, from the information, from the knowledge, to the inspiration, and then also how you can actively be the change that you want to see in the world. So fantastic. I mean, is there anything else you would like to add to the conversation, Jeffrey?
Well, you know, I do want to suggest, I said it once, but I realize I didn't say it with the same level of commitment and power that I think it deserves. I would like people to, if they think that this is something that they want to support, that they truly share that link with their tribe. And this is some way to practice against the voices on the bus. Like, what if they don't like it? What if they think I'm, yeah. I know. But if you believe, I mean, like, this is not a rehearsal right now. This is an unprecedented moment in humanity's consciousness. This is a time that, according to the ancient indigenous prophecies, we've prayed into existence. And so we actually have a window of opportunity as a species, as a civilization. So if any of that resonates, whether it's for the humanity's transformation or even just individually, I would like to almost like deputize. It's kind of a deputize. There's something where I feel like I need to say that really strongly.
Yeah.
I took responsibility for the GMO world, and there's a lot of us doing it, but I didn't just say, oh yeah, it's someone else's responsibility, they'll do it. And I describe that feeling of that it's someone else's responsibility, they'll do it, as the epidemic that has allowed GMOs to occur. That this epidemic of separation, it's not my responsibility. And by taking responsibility, I stepped into my service role, and we talked about that. If you feel so inspired, if you feel inspired by this as a calling for this time, then one exercise would be, if you like, and I encourage you to take responsibility to bring this to your community, to your Facebook friends, to your family, to your email list, to your Instagram, Twitter friends. Because what we're doing is we're hearing the call inside like an alarm. And if we take the role of passing it on, it's as if now the alarm is being expressed outside. And what happens as part of the 40 days is we're given intellectual permission to voice what we intuitively know. We see on the screen, on television, coming across our banners from news on our phone, fear, tragedy, chaos, crisis. And it's a little hard for us to talk about this as a glorious time of transformation. Understanding that there's pain and suffering and death, knowing that, I'm still saying this is a glorious time of transformation, unprecedented. An opportunity to be alive right now is sensational. And that the Course gives us the permission to know that, and even to speak it, and even to share it. So whether or not you want to say that to your friends at this point, or maybe after they've had a couple of weeks of like, oh my God, I've completely reorganized my thinking about this time, this is an opportunity for us to collectively ring the bell. And what happens when humanity reappraises this time, not as this devastating crisis, but as a launch pad, a quantum launch pad, which is a nonlinear jump, which can go to a next level? What happens when enough of us, doesn't have to be everyone, what happens when enough of us say, yes, this is the time? And we as the imaginal cells do that. So part of their calling right now that I'm getting just to ask for is for people to say, yeah, I'll take responsibility and make sure to get the word out.
Yeah.
I just needed to say that because I felt like I wasn't saying it enough.
Oh, thank you. Honestly, no, I appreciate that fully. And this page is called Educate, Inspire, Change for a reason, because we need people like you who can really find the passion and the determination to inspire change in others. So we need people to underline and put in bold and caps lock and just make everything super, super clear, super, super push it forward. Because I'm the same. I've fallen victim to this many times where you can get on board with something, but then your interest can wane. So to have somebody like you pushing this and being the real driving force behind this course, I think it needs someone like you at the helm to really keep people on their toes, to remind us that we're here to be the change that we want to see in the world, and to remind us that we, each of us, can make a huge impact in the world, similar to the way you have in the GMO world. And we all have that ability within us. It's just a case of unlocking it. But people like you are required to shine that light for others, because many people perhaps lack the confidence and the knowledge that you have. But with you shining that light, people can easily gain that knowledge and confidence. So I just want to extend a gratitude to you. I'm really grateful to have met you. I'm grateful to have had you on this show and the podcast. I'm grateful to have discovered this course as well. And I'm really excited to see how much we can push it out and how much of an impact we can make in the world collectively.
Thank you, Kash. And I'm excited to connect with your whole tribe over and over again during the 40 days.
Yes.
And you know, educate, inspire, change is like, hello, that's our lives.
Exactly. I've got goosebumps as I'm talking to you, brother. I really do. And I can't wait for the next conversation. And even if you have any other guests you want to bring on, I'm more than happy for you to bring them on and take over the page. Just let me know, you know. And I think our viewers would love to hear more from you and more from your friends as well.
Thank you. And we'll do that. We'll do some Facebook Lives. We'll share from your page to your page and whatnot. So we'll have a lot of live conversations.
Fantastic. So just one last time, I want everyone to know the website to go to is educateinspirechange.org/magnificent. Check out this course. It's not only going to change your life, but it will change the life of others around you and hopefully the world. Thank you so much for joining us, Jeffrey. It's been a pleasure and an honor.
Thank you, Kash.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Live Healthy, Be Well. Please subscribe to the podcast using whatever app you listen to podcasts with, or go to livehealthybewell.com to subscribe. This podcast will inform you about health dangers, corporate and government corruption, and ways we can protect ourselves, our families, and our planet. I interview scientists, experts, authors, whistleblowers, and many people who have not shared their information with the world until now. Please share the podcast with your friends. It will enlighten and may even save lives. Safe eating.